Hello, I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome. Good to have you here with us. Of course, as we said earlier, it's always a pleasure to be with all of you and want you to be part of these two really intriguing conversations we're having today and the third one as well. Let's talk first about our day in history, this April 24th. It's a really interesting – couple of interesting juxtapositions of timing happened on this day. This is a day that in 1800 the Library of Congress was founded as part of their move to Washington, D.C. It's also the day that a man named Robert Wedgeworth in 1972 became the first African-American director of the American Library Association. So they kind of share this kind of a joint day. This is also the day – this also happens to be the birthday of a man who many consider a political prisoner in this country, Mumia Abu-Jamal, who was born on this day in 1954. But on this day in 1990, there was 1999, the International Longshoremen's Union on the West Coast – from Seattle down to L.A., went on strike in support of Mumia. And so these juxtaposition days like that happened on this day as well. I'm not sure if there's a direct connection or not. On this day in 1867, two things happened. There was this huge demonstration took place in Richmond, Virginia, where African-Americans were demanding equal access to the streetcars, and there were ride-ins taking over the entire all the transportation system, and they had to call in troops – federal troops to intervene. It was on the same day in 1867 in Nashville, Tennessee, that the Ku Klux Klan held their first national meeting at the Maxwell House in Nashville, Tennessee. This is also a day in 1907. You take your kids to Hershey Park sometimes. Well, it was actually started as an exclusive resort for all the blue-collar employees of Milton S. Hershey in 1907 on this day. And this was the day that in 1955, the 50s saw this generation of movements around the world countries that were ruled by colonial powers of Europe to take control and fight colonialism. It was on this day that a very controversial conference began to take place in 1955 called the Bandung Conference, where 29 non-aligned nations in Asia and Africa came to fight racism, colonialism, and did not want to participate in the Cold War between the Soviet Union and the United States. And on this day that we were in the heart in 1968, on this day with university students in Columbia took over their campus to protest the war, but to protest the Institute for Defense Analysis, which was a weapons-making think tank in Columbia, and students took over the college on that day. And this is the day in 1980 that helped defeat President Jimmy Carter. This is when he had Operation Eagle Claw, when he was going to go in and rescue the 52 hostages that Iran held. And it became a disaster with the planes crashing, 8 U.S. servicemen being killed, and it became a disaster on that day for him and this partially led to his defeat. On this day in 2013, you'll remember this. This is still an issue here around the world. The garment factory collapsed in Dhaka, which is in Bangladesh. 1,129 workers were killed. 2,515 were seriously injured, and it led to many questions about how the clothes we wear on our backs today here in America are made and who makes them and the conditions they're made under. So we said earlier, this is Mumia's birthday. Happy birthday, Mumia. And on this day in 1944, the great Bill Pickett, the man who invented bulldogging, the African-American cowboy, passed away on this day in 1944. That's this day in history as far as we're going to go through it on this lovely day here in Baltimore, and encourage you all to go to steinershow.org and see what else happened on April the 24th. Stay with us.